Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And welcome to this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee Show. This segment of the show is brought to you by Bstock Sourcing. It's a better way to buy liquidation inventory. If you're listening live, today is January 26, 2017. If you're listening in the archives, this is show number 444. Call us with your eBay challenge at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we say challenge because if selling on eBay was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Exactly.
No one would have, like, a real job.
Trust me, selling on eBay is better than having an outside real job.
But it's not easy.
Then you're not the boss.
Well, of course. It's not easy.
No.
You know, it's...
And it's not just selling on eBay. Being an entrepreneur takes some work, no matter what.
And some gumption.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. You got gumption, kid.
Yeah. It's like, oh, she's pretty spry for her age.
Oh, yeah. Don't I hate that?
Yeah, I know.
So, I understand that one of our eBay Radio listeners...
Yes.
...just was highlighted.
That's true.
You want to tell us about it?
It's Teresa Cox, who was just highlighted in the eBay for Business blog. Audrey Tracy wrote a big feature story about how Teresa is using promoted listings to sell more items. And in fact, here's a quote from Teresa. She said, quote, "I've sold 83 items, made $1,945 since June, and only paid $130 in ad fees. That's an average of $1.57 per item and less than 7% of my sales." And of course, those, she only paid on the things she sold. You don't,
right.
You have a promoted listing. I have some things up at promoted listing right now, and I sold two of them. So I went to see if they were through promoted listings, and they weren't. They were through just regular searching of eBay. They had clicked on the search, the item. It wasn't a promoted listing link, and I didn't get charged the ad fee.
Wow. Yeah. So it's only if they click on that promotional ad link.
Right.
Okay.
And then if they've clicked on it, if they purchase it any time within 30 days, then you'd pay the ad fee for that one. But if they click on it by finding it in regular search on eBay and they're just clicking it on the listing where it's ranked in search and not on the promoted listing fee, version of it, then you don't get charged.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, you know, if you want more information, you can go to the eBay for Business blog.com site and click on Seller News and on the story about Teresa and promoted listings. Then you can even watch a video where Teresa explains how promoted listings work for her.
You know, there are differing opinions in the marketing community as to what percentage of your sales should be spent on promotion and marketing of your product.
Yeah, I don't think there could be a hard and fast rule, right? Because
there's no, there is no hard and fast rule, but 7% to some people would be high, to some people would be very low. But remember, that's 7% of only the sales that she had promoted listings.
Right. That's in order to generate those sales, she spent 7%. So instead of looking at it as, oh, I had to spend 7%, you should look at it as I put aside a percentage and it actually generated this amount of income, which may not have been generated otherwise.
Exactly. Hey, listen, we want you to call us today. We're available for listing dishes today, if you'd like to do a listing dish. Any challenges you may have with eBay, maybe you're just excited and happy. Call us. We like to hear excited and happy as well.
We do.
Maybe you have a tip that you want to give other eBay sellers.
You just can't hold on to it. You have to share it.
You have to share it.
It'll, you know, if it's like, you know, eBay selling tips are like burps or farts. If you hold them in and don't share them, they can make you really sick.
I did not say that. He did.
I did.
Just remember that.
Send email to griff@ebay.com.
Exactly. So we got an email.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, by the way, if for some reason you cannot call in at 888-RADIO-30, we'd love to hear your voice. But if for some reason you can't call in, you can click on the Contact Us button on the page that you're listening to us on right now, that eBay yeah. radio page.
Yeah.
You can click on that Contact Us button. It comes straight through to me while we're on the air. And I'm kind of like the traffic cop on the show.
Mm.
You know what I mean? In other words, I say, well, now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do that. You send us a Contact Us email, and I plant it somewhere inside the show. So please do so. If you can't call in, click the Contact Us button. Someone who did that.
Yeah.
He says, hi, Lee. My name is Richard. My eBay user ID is rjpacini.com. I listen to your radio shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays and just wanted to share with you and Griff an article I came across in a business magazine and thought you might want to share on today's show.
Okay.
I know listening to your show, you like to hear stories of people who become successful doing business on eBay. So this is an article in, I guess, gosh, what is it in? Oh, Internet Retailer, I guess. And it's an article. And Griff, I sent you over, an item number.
Yes. Is that the one for the mermaid?
Yes. Case?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So here's the story about the niche. Here's the item number. 2814-8754-4581. Again, that's 2814-8754-4581. And Griff, are you there yet?
I am, but I'm upset.
They don't have our size.
They don't have size for men.
I guess there are no short, chubby mermaids. I don't know.
That's just mermaid shaming.
But let me tell you. Yes, it is. Let me tell you the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she makes this hand-sewn gift for one of her grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And she sends it to the kid, and the kid's overwhelmed, loves it. So she decided to make one.
By the way, before we go any further, so this listing is in violation of policy.
Oh, should I finish the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So she put one of them, she makes these, hand sews them, right? She put one of them up on eBay, and within the first month, she got orders for 100 of them.
Mm.
Her name is Karen Browning. She's an Idaho native. And Griff, I sent word to her to call in the show a little while ago, but she probably hasn't gotten it yet. So she listed mermaid tails on eBay. She had 100 orders the first month. And the retailer now sells on various online marketplaces and its own site and still on eBay, where it gets most of its sales, standing out amid competition, selling similar products. So, yeah, so I love these mermaid tails, but, you know, they don't have sizes for everybody. But it is a wonderful story, Richard, and thank you for bringing it to us, because
right.
Anytime you can find a niche like that, oh, my gosh.
Well, now that you've given the item number, I have to tell you why it's in violation.
Please do.
The first image shows text overlay.
You're absolutely right.
So it's a violation.
The FinFun, right?
Right. It's a violation of eBay policy. But even more so, and let me see if this is the case, because I'm not always sure. I'm going to go to here, to this site, and I'm going
to... I want you to know, eBay seller, we do not report you.
Well, there's no reason to.
We do not report you, so, right. But please change it.
Because we may give you unsolicited advice, though.
Yes, we may.
Mermaid tail with mono fin, and then under shopping... So there are lots of people selling these, and if you go to Google Shopping, you'll find them. You won't find hers in Google Shopping. And the reason is because her first image, which eBay sends in bulk, all fixed price listings to Google for inclusion in Google Shopping, has text overlay. It says FinFun. And then it has all those little images on the side that show all the different colors.
So good point to bring up is it's not eBay saying you can't do that.
Well,
they say you can't do it, but there's a reason. Tell the reason.
The reason is because other search engines, shopping aggregate search engines, the biggest one being Google Shopping, will not display your listing. So you're actually doing yourself a disservice by including that. So that's my first question about the listing. And again, unsolicited, the listing description. Have you seen the listing description?
I'm going there.
It'd be
now.
Be fun to dish this one.
Okay. Okay.
So
I'm still reading. I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Still scrolling.
So it's probably important.
Dead woman scrolling.
Dead woman squirreling, right? It's probably important to take a look at these listings before, you know what I'm saying here, babe?
Yeah, babe. Who knew?
Who would know?
I would have known. You know, now I will know. If there's an overlay, forget it. But you know what? This gives us an opportunity to tell other eBay sellers who may be new, you can't put verbiage in your picture.
Right. You shouldn't do that. You should, you're not text overlay. What's different is if, and some people will put in a, they'll show like an index card or a piece of paper with writing on it that they've held up during the photo. That's not the same thing. That's okay. It may not be professional looking, but it's not going to get you blocked on other sites. You know what I'm saying here?
I do.
So anyway, that's that. And then the description is a mess. So
yeah, long, ranting.
Long and hard to read. And I'm trying to open it right now in my mobile device so I can see it. Oh, listing not found. I must have done something wrong. Well, anyway, that would not that description is not going to look good on a mobile device.
No.
Yeah.
So you know.
And centered text. Oh my God, centered text. Why are you centering all that text? And the information, oh my God, it's like we're going to read so much here.
I like the size chart.
Yeah.
Size chart is good. Okay, well, I got in touch with this person, and maybe she will get in touch with me, and I'll tell her these things.
Okay. I don't mean to be mean, but.
No, but you're helping her. She's not getting in Google search shopping because of this.
More tears shed over unanswered prayers or answered prayers. This segment is brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. It's time for you to call us at 888-723-4630 here on the Ask Griffin Lee Show.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. It's time for you to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And remember, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listening dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. Just click the Contact Us under station links on the eBay Radio Player. Griff, you want to explain what a listing dish is?
A listing dish is when you call us with one of your active listings, and it's good if it's active, giving us an item number, and then we gently critique it and tell you what we think you're doing really well, and maybe, if necessary, if appropriate, point out areas where you might want to think about some changes to make it even better.
Now, Griff.
What?
Shauna Champion.
I love her.
Who is becoming fastly our champion.
That's right.
She, of course, writes for eBay for Business. And I love these five common shipping assumptions.
Yes.
Okay. There seem to be five common assumptions about shipping on eBay, Griff.
Yeah.
So Shauna Champion went to work to clear up confusion and bust the following myths. You want to give us the first one?
Yeah. You know, there's
What's
a myth.
What's the first myth?
It's hard to calculate shipping costs.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's so hard. It's only hard if you're not prepared, and you can get the most accurate shipping cost every time by prepacking your item in advance. Just don't tape it up. So here's how you do it. You get your shipping supplies ready before you begin listing. You'll need to have a few sizes of boxes and poly mailers on hand, maybe some bubble wrap and a shipping scale. If you don't have these things, they're all available at extremely good value, low cost, guess where?
On eBay.
Ta-da! Once you pack up the item, and this is before you list it, you can put it in the box. You don't have to pack it real carefully because you might want to repack it later, but you get it so it's the last thing you'd have to do is put the tape on. Now you just take the dimensions and the weight and you enter that into the fields during listing for calculated shipping. And then for easy handling, place a sticky note on your box that indicates what's inside. So you can actually store the item while it's up for sale safely in its box. And there's a sticky note that has either the item number and or the item number in the title, or maybe your own label system so that you can find it easier without having to go through a bunch of packed boxes. Also, if you want to compare costs between carriers, you can use the eBay shipping calculator at ebay.com/shipping calculator. So before you even list it, you get a good idea. I do this with everything I list now. So I weigh it, and I actually have, when it comes to shirts, the shirt before it's listed, after it's been photographed, is put into a plastic sealed envelope that's clear. And then I weigh that with the amount of tissue paper I use to wrap it, the piece of raffia, the polyvinyl
envelope. Any note
envelope,
you might be putting in.
And one piece of paper, one 8x10 piece of printing paper, which will be the invoice. And then I put that weight in exactly, as it is. And, I get exact calculations for shipping. Now, mine are free shipping. So this is a calculation that's more or less for me. So that I know that what I'm adding into the margin, the profit margin for that item is going to, effectively be covered. That portion of shipping that I'm adding is being covered by the actual shipping cost I'm going to pay. And if you're offering the item without free shipping, with the calculated shipping, this gives the buyer an accurate cost.
So what Shauna says at the beginning, it's only hard if you're not prepared, is so true.
Oh, it is.
You can hear that Griff is very prepared. So you get all your shipping supplies ready. Do all this. Weigh it. Everything.
Everything.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the number two myth.
What is
that? Oh, Griff, finding the right size box is so challenging.
Well, that's why God made dumpsters.
It doesn't have to be challenging. If you prefer shipping items via priority mail, you can get free boxes and mailers from USPS either at the post office or delivered in larger quantities to your location. You can even order free co-branded USPS eBay priority mailboxes right from ebay.com. And in addition, you can easily order a wide array of boxes on USPS.com, FedEx, eBay.com or from the eBay branded shipping supply store. Yay! At eBay.com/supplies. Shauna recommends the latter because buyers are growing accustomed to receiving their merchandise in eBay boxes.
They've grown
just as they are with other big e-commerce players. So that was number one and number two. And before we go to the next three, we have a caller.
Oh,
I thought
goody.
We'd go to Ray Jean in Cave Creek, Arizona, known on eBay as Holidays and Memories. Hey, Ray Jean, what's your question or comment?
Hi. I was just listening to you talk about that one ad with that overlay.
Yes.
And Google search. And my question is about watermarking when it's at 50% or less. That doesn't affect it, does it?
No, as long as the watermark is more of a watermark and not an attempt to brand the photo. So
okay,
we don't know.
That's my thought.
We do not know the exact specifics of Google's algorithm. It's proprietary. Okay. They're not going to share it with us. But they give, like eBay does, they give guidelines. And their guidelines for watermarks can be found on their if you go to Google Shopping Marketplace Aggregate, if you search for those terms, you'll find there's Google help pages that help merchants make sure their listings are compliant so they show up on. And one of them is, a little watermark in the corner of the photograph is fine. Big watermarks that go across the whole photo, not so fine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Okay. And I think I proved that to myself, too. I just searched a couple of mine, and they're showing up in Google search, and they do have a watermark. It's just.
There you go.
I used to not watermark, but then too many people were absconding with some of my hard work that I was doing. So,
you mean for photographs?
Pardon?
For photographs?
Do you sell one of a kind items?
Yes.
Well, why would they be taking your photographs for one of a kind items?
Well, if somebody, for example, there could be a design of something, and rather than using the stock photo from the supplier, which is theirs, I take because they're handmade, for example. I will take my own stock photos and post them, mm-hmm. but mine were so good that they were taking mine and putting them on their sites and stores and selling the same thing.
On eBay?
Yes, on eBay and in their off eBay stores.
Oh.
Well, we're sorry that happened to you, but you seem to have taken care of the problem.
Well, that's why I started putting my little watermark on it. I just wanted to make sure.
There you go.
Ray Jean, thank you for listening and thank you for thinking of us. We appreciate
thank
your
you.
Call. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
The phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And before we took her call, we were talking about Shauna Champion's article in eBay for Business that is called 5 Common Shipping Assumptions. And we've already done assumption number one is it's hard to calculate shipping cost. And we've proven to you it is not. And then number two, finding the right size box is always challenging. Not if you take advantage of all these free stuff.
That's true.
So what's number three, Griff?
We didn't read number two.
We didn't read number two.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did?
In addition, you can easily order a wide... Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
FedEx.com boxes and stuff, yeah.
So one other point I want to make about the right size box, though, and I was dealing with this on a regular basis, but a big one came up this last week, prior to this week. Don't make assumptions about the size of the box and what it's going to cost. All three carriers now use something called dimensional weight, which drives me crazy because it doesn't make sense, but they use the term. It's not just the weight of the box, it's the weight and the dimension of the box. And if you're cutting corners and just sort of estimating the size of the box rather than giving the exact measurements, or if you're using an irregular shaped package and you're not specifying that, you can find that your package isn't accepted or there's postage due or your buyer ends up getting charged more money. It's really, really important to make sure that the box you're using is the appropriate box. It should be the right, it shouldn't be too small. It shouldn't be too big. And you should be marking the dimensions of that box correctly. And also for USPS, you should, and I think FedEx as well, but for USPS, you have to know the difference between a package and a large package. So some people take, this package looks a little large to me, so I'm going to say large. If it doesn't qualify as a large package, you've just done yourself a terrible disservice by adding a lot of money onto the shipping. So be very precise about these things. It's very important.
Thank you. Now, will you do number three?
I will. If I sell a lot, this is the assumption.
Yeah.
If I sell a lot, I'll be spending all of my time at the post office.
Is that true?
No, it's actually just the opposite. Because the more you sell on eBay, the less time you'll spend at the post office. That's because high volume sellers, like the one you want to be, you have USPS come to you. All you have to do is use eBay labels to print out your USPS postage and then schedule a free pickup. You can do this online, in fact, at the USPS website. Also, eBay labels come with the tracking information built in, and that's sent directly to your buyer. Oh, and you can save money, at least up to 24% off USPS and 37% off FedEx from the retail rates. Note that eBay Radio listener Beth, known on eBay as Wodyland, points out in the comments section that you don't have to be a high-volume seller for USPS to pick up your packages. Just make sure you have at least one priority mail package among them. Upgrade one if you have to, and your carrier will take them all. Even in the snow. And it's free as long as you're scheduling it's any time during the day. If you schedule an actual time, I think there's a $20 or $25 charge.
We'll be back with number four and number five shipping myth.
We certainly will. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You'd like to expand your inventory, so you need to find a profitable niche, maybe even more than one. But you don't have anywhere to store those items, let alone time to ship them. What do you do? You need Doba. Doba's hot products list includes thousands of best-selling items drop-shipped straight from their manufacturers. You can stock your eBay store in minutes right from Doba's website, complete with professional stock photos and full item descriptions. When one product line cools off, you can quickly find another to take its place. Doba's featured products all come from verified suppliers, so you can be sure they're reliable. You can trust them to have your items in stock and fulfill orders quickly. And since you don't have to worry about shipping, you can spend more time growing your sales. Try Doba free for 30 days. No credit card required at Doba.com. That's D-O-B-A. Doba.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need BubbleFest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, BubbleFest Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join BubbleFest's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFest.com. That's BubbleFest.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.